I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Goh and Dave Bossert.
You just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.
Of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
My imagination, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen,
broadcasting from the Tiki Room Studios in Music City,
it's the Disney List.
The Disney List.
You've got to have characters that the audience, the viewer, the reader cares about.
What makes a hero? What's friendship? What's the idea of sacrificing yourself for something larger?
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Disney List on Sorcerer Radio with your hosts, Kristen and Aljon. Well, welcome to the show. We appreciate you checking us out here on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. All Disney music all day long. The multiple streams on Live 365, as well as on demand at the Disney List, wherever you get podcasts. My name is Aljon Goh. I am your host, one of your hosts. Lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan at the helm, bringing you some awesome lists with my talented and lovely co-host, and the originator of Dining at Disney podcast, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
And she's also the travel guru. She's world traveled, y'all.
Okay, so I just have to say this because it bothers me every week that we intro.
Why?
It is what George Lucas says.
What does he say?
Sacrificing yourself for something larger. Shouldn't he have said something greater? Who says something larger? You say something greater.
Well, everybody misspeaks every now and again.
I'm just saying. It's just, I don't know. It bothers me every time I hear it. And I just
should I redo the intro?
No.
Should I redo the intro? It bothers you every week, apparently.
No, because you can't get him to correct his speech.
Okay, so
unless you can call up George and go, "Hey George, I'm sorry, but you used the incorrect word. You need to fix it."
Hey, this trips me out though, because we've been doing this new format for the show for almost a year now, and you just now told me that it bothers you. The intro bothers you?
Yes. That particular line always bothers me. I just finally had to say something about it.
You know, we sound like Regis and Joy Philbin fighting, you know, back when they were doing the show together. Regis and Joy. You remember those? Remember those days? Quicker versus faster, brothers. Bothers my wife. You know what George Lucas would say? Faster, more intense. He'd say faster, more intense, Aljon. Anyway, hey, we have an awesome Disney list for you.
Kristen?
Yes, it is our top 12, not 10, 12 Walt Disney World shops, because it was hard enough to narrow it down to 12.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, hey, we threw in an extra couple in there, and I think everyone is going to be happier and better for it as a result. That's our goal. That's what we're going to do. The other thing we're going to do today is talk a little bit about what's going on with this. We opened up a new attraction, a new world opened up this week. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
I can't wait to see it.
You can't?
You know what?
What?
After seeing what bits I've seen about it, I want Disney to open up a fifth gate all month.
You do?
Yes.
I tell you, always, he does not disappoint. He never disappoints. Paul Rudd. He never disappoints, does he? Here's some comments from Paul Rudd.
Wow, this...
He's wearing a pink
this
suit.
This is great. It's so great to see everybody. It's phenomenal to be here in person. I loved being in Hong Kong in 2019 to open Ant-Man and the Wasp Nano Battle. But this is a whole new ball of wax. This is a campus. This is an entire campus, the Avengers campus. And I'm a little biased, but in my humble opinion, I think the best part is the PIM test kitchen.
I can't wait.
They really know what I'm talking about over there. You do a wonderful job.
I love how they pan to the audience, just, you know, as he opens
they
up.
They probably don't know this, but originally I had suggested it be called the Lang Test Kitchen. But I guess those emails never went through. They pass. No big deal. We're a team. It's their loss.
I mean, Paul Rudd, just so much fun. Absolutely amazing. And then, of course, you had other cast members here also. Zoe Saldana. Of course, they couldn't make it. A lot of them are actually in the midst of recording or filming a new movie, like right now, like Guardians of the Galaxy. In fact, they're doing the holiday special.
Wow. Congratulations, Disney, for the opening of the Avengers campus. And I also want to thank all the heroes that took part in bringing all this to life. Thank you so much. It is because of you that you're able to give us experiences that we never forget. So thank you.
Big congratulations on this amazing milestone. Wow. I can't wait to visit Avengers campus.
So there's Natasha Romanoff, a.k.a. Scarlett Johansson, also doing press for her movie, Black Widow, which is coming out soon. And yay, awesome. And I'm trying to think, there's a couple others. I'm trying to stop this so we don't get pinged for the music in the background because I forgot that they actually had music. Here is Danai Gurira. Hold on a second. Oh, let's go to Mark Ruffalo.
I'm so excited that the Avengers campus is opening, and I can't wait to check it out.
To the heroes who created the Avengers campus, thank you. I cannot wait to see the look on fans' faces when they get to meet the Dora Milaje in real life.
Greetings from Paul Bettany, and congratulations on your opening Avengers campus. I've been following all the blogs, and I know everything about this amazing new land devoted to all things Avengers.
That's awesome, right? We're going to skip Brie Larson.
Yes, please do.
People are like, Kat's going to be like, what? What? I tell you who we're not going to skip because he was actually there in person. Let's go to...
Anthony Mackie.
Let's go to Kevin Feige.
From Falcon and Winter Soldier, the real Captain America, Anthony Mackie.
Of course, no spoiler here, but you do realize, everyone should realize that the mantle of Captain America was passed in the Disney Plus series Falcon and Winter Soldier.
It's really wonderful to be here. I mean, what a ride it's been. I've loved being a part of these movies, and now with Disney Plus, this series. It was an emotional moment for me in the film. It was an emotional moment for me to be in these films. And when Sam Wilson finally became Captain America, it was a moment that was all about the future. A moment where kids of all races can look at Captain America and maybe see a little bit of themselves. I'm so proud to be a part of the cinematic universe and now a part of all this. So with that, it is my honor to introduce, for the first time in Avengers Campus, Captain America.
So what you can't see is the fact that, of course, that's at the awesome. End of the TV show, the Disney Plus series, Sam Wilson, the Falcon, actually gets brand new Wakandan armor with a Captain America branding and the shield and everything. So now he gets to pass that off to his character that will be the face character in the park.
America belongs in Avengers Campus.
Yay!
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Captain America.
How cool is that? So Anthony Mackie appearing to be a little bit choked up at bequeathing his shield, passing the shield to his Avengers Campus
doppelganger,
right? I mean, how cool is that? What I love about this moment is the fact that, A, comic book fans already knew what's going on. You know, Steve Rogers, even though he, you know, got older, he's still, you know, a member of the Avengers, but he's known as Steve Rogers and not Captain America because he passed it on to the Falcon, who becomes the new Captain America. Like a lot of other superheroes that have come and gone, there have been multiple Black Widows. There have been multiple Captain Americas. There have been other Hawkeyes over time. And other Iron Man over time. You know, even Rhodey was Iron Man for a brief period, a pretty brief period when I got to love the Iron Man comics. But the source material, they're actually doing it right and doing it with the source material. But man, Avengers Campus looks so cool. And your friends there from the Dining at Disney podcast, co-host, were actually there. Kat was there, right?
Yeah.
And she didn't get to do anything, did she?
She was not happy because she couldn't get into the stores. She couldn't get into any of the food places and was like, yeah, this is not good. So, so unfortunately, she didn't get to get me the super cool Pym snack taster patch that I want.
Yeah, I saw that. I couldn't help myself. We know when these things happen, I oftentimes will watch videos. Because, of course, the situation that we're in now, we're not annual pass holders. We've been annual pass holders for, gosh, a long time, since 2003, 2004. And because of the pandemic or whatnot, we let it lapse. And we haven't been to the parks since pre-lockdown.
'09.
We've been annual pass holders.
We went every year prior to that, but that's when we became.
Multiple times, yeah. And this has been the longest we've gone without it. And I know people are like, oh, boo-hoo, you know. We miss all of our friends down in Florida and Orlando. And we miss going to the parks. But we used to get emails because we covered Disney in the parks quite a bit. We used to get the call to cover these type of events all the time for our podcast and for your podcast.
Yeah, because I got to do the 30th anniversary of Disney's Hollywood.
Absolutely.
That was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but, we miss it. You know, we really do miss it. But I'm glad that at least they were able to set foot in the park and check it out. And hopefully soon we'll be able to talk about it when we visit there in person. Is there one, what things are you looking forward to checking out over there at Avengers Campus? Because I tell you, the Avengers headquarters, the campus part looks amazing because you've got that Quinjet, you've got in the background, you've got the Mission Breakout from Guardians of the Galaxy, the Tavon collection, the former Tower of Terror, which is in the background, which is awesome. And you've got Pym's Test Kitchen. And of course, you've got the Web Spidey attraction. And did I say the Test Kitchen?
Yes.
Okay. And then you also have the shawarma stations, the two of them. And then you also have the Dora Milaje Training Center
with
Okoye
awesome.
And the rest of the Wakandans. And then Doctor Strange's new sanctum, which is
that
super neat.
That I'm excited about. Yeah. I don't know why. Something about it just looks so cool to me.
Well, we love Doctor Strange, but it looks cool. Conspicuously absent is there is no Bruce Banner. No Hulk. And there's a few people that are missing. I mean, obviously, all the Guardians have been at over there at the Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout at one point. I mean, you can see Rocket as an animatronic and see Groot. They don't have a guy playing Drax.
No, they don't.
Because, I mean, it's you got to have a guy there, you know, basically all tatted up green. Green skin and do that. Not a whole lot of him covered up. So hopefully they give him some, this new Guardians, give him an outfit that he covers up most of his body so they can have a face character with the green.
That you'd have to find a really tall, big dude to do that too.
Well, it is California. I mean, they have a lot of wrestling leagues down there in California. They could find some big wrestler. Come on down and play Drax the Destroyer. But there are some Avengers that are missing. And I didn't see Hawkeye. Did you see Hawkeye?
No.
No, I didn't see Hawkeye. I didn't see Bruce Banner, Hulk, and some others from the films. Definitely didn't see. But there was a little bit of a cameo at the very end of that. I don't know if you saw that, but you know they had the very end with Shang-Chi, the guy that plays Shang-Chi, at the very end at the Shawarma Palace. You know, it was pretty cool at the very end. And he basically looks at the camera and winks and says, yep, I'm going to be here too. Coming soon. You know, which is kind of neat. So anyway, what are your thoughts about this whole thing happening here? The Avengers campus looks pretty awesome. What do you think? Let us know in the chat room. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for our top 12? Are you?
Yeah, we need to get that started.
Let's do that. The Disney List Podcast, available on Sorcerer Radio and everywhere you can find podcasts. And now on Audible and Amazon Music. Alexa, play the Disney List Podcast.
Playing the Disney List Podcast from Amazon Music.
Alrighty. So we have a top 12 list. What makes these shops our favorite, Kristen? Why are they awesome?
Some of them are very... have very specific merch, very targeted. It's not something like the Disney store where it has like a lot of variety. Some of them are very unique stores. There's a few stores that we've put into the list because they're really big and offer a wide variety of cool merchandise. But I would say the majority of our choices are places that are very specific, like targeted merchandise.
Hey, by the way, our chat room saying Baby Groot needs his own ride in space. I miss Baby Groot. Lindsay also says, I wish someone else would play Black Widow. I can't stand Scarlett Johansson. Sorry. Well, Lindsay, I guess you won't have to deal with that very much longer after this film. Just saying. Spoiler alert. Let's see. Happy Sunday, Kevin, also in the chat. Well, let's get on with it. Let's go with number 12. What did you choose for number 12? And by the way, we rank these in order, so we're going to count from the bottom all the way up. And yes, check this out. What is number 12?
Speaking of being very particular type stores, the first one on the list at number 12 is Superhero Headquarters. So this is where you can get all of your Marvel superhero themed merchandise, from clothes to pens to action figures and things like that.
Unleash your inner Daredevil. Did they write that when Daredevil came out? At a shop dedicated to superhero themed gear. Dash over to explore the latest and greatest action figure, collectibles, apparel, costumes, accessories, and vinylmation. Wow, that's still a thing. And once again, Superhero Headquarters, located inside the walls of Disney Springs. And it is cool. It is cool to find. These are the favorite adult things that you could possibly pick up there. There are some t-shirts, not a whole lot, but there are some. What's really interesting is that there are more offerings of Marvel shirts seemingly outside of this store than there is inside the actual store, because it's geared toward kids.
Yeah.
There's so much kid stuff there, but they do have a few things, notable things that you like, Kristen, a couple different purses. They do have mugs, they have belts and hats. And so if you're an adult fan, Marvel fan, and you want some gear, there is some offerings for you, but not as much as one would have.
It's a small store too. It's small. That's the other issue.
It's small. And, but the costumes, that's cool. So for the little kids, the costumes, there's some really kids toy play stuff that's really neat there. And of course, some special exclusive figures. And there's also great pins. There's a good pin station there. And it does have one of the best varieties for pins there for Super. Moving on, this is a shop that is very popular, especially for the ladies.
Yes, Trendy.
Located within the marketplace at Disney Springs.
It does have, in addition to having Disney themed trendy clothes, they also have like other brands there as well. So you can get some non-Disney clothes in this shop too.
Yeah, so keep your style game strong at a boutique filled with chic collections of Disney-themed apparel and accessories. They've got a well-stacked wall of the latest and greatest ear, headbands, retro Disney afternoon shirts paying homage to the popular cartoons of the 80s and 90s. That's nice. They didn't have a whole lot of those last time we were there, but they did have a few. Hoodies, tees, and tanks from Disney Parks Forever collection by Junk Food Clothing, I should say. Whimsical items as the Disney Delish line celebrating beloved Disney sweets and snacks. You like that, Krista?
Yes.
And the Athleisure ensembles. So Athleisure. I guess it's kind of their version of Lululemon, right?
Yes. I was going to say it's like athletic wear, but also meant to be like a loungewear, like stuff you can wear at home or to run your errands, that kind of stuff. So,
it is true.
Yes. It is like Offline by Aerie or Lululemon.
So yeah, pretty cool stuff there for the ladies.
Or Athletica.
Athletica. And so this is our number 10 list. Oh, do you want me to do the numbers?
Yes, you have to do the numbers for Lee.
Oh, okay. Do I need to do the whole promo there?
Yeah, there we go.
It's the Disney list. Top 10.
Number 10.
The Art of Disney breaks into the top 10. Prepare yourself to be wowed by the dazzling works of art that inhabit the shops, from beautifully framed prints to figurines to souvenir postcards. Plus, renowned Disney artists often make special appearances and sign their pieces. And there is a lot to get at the Art of Disney. If you love numbered prints, reproductions, postcards, coloring books even, there's some stuff there for the kids and the kids at heart. But nothing says I'm a Disney fan like getting a couple pieces of this unique art. And I love it when the artists do stop in to do signings and things of their work. And oftentimes we're there and we've seen it. The Art of Disney store located at Disney Springs or at Epcot.
The one at Epcot is where I got the Figment that was like one of the collectible Disney classic collection pieces. And it already has the signature from the artist. But he was there, so he also signed like another piece of it, because you have like the card and the box and big gear.
Yeah, certificate of authenticity and all that. Yep. Yeah, I really dig it. And there's some artists that are just amazing. So whether you love Star Wars or Disney Star Wars inspired by what have you, Pixar, just the art is absolutely amazing. And, you know, it's very unique.
When I win the lottery.
Yeah, you're going to go buck wild crazy.
That's where I'm going shopping first.
Yeah, don't you love how they have all those prints on the wall where you can move the wall and the frames move and you can, you know, go through and then look at these other. Thomas Kinkade has got a lot of work that's out there. And we've seen tons of Thomas Kinkade stuff. And when he was alive, he was there. He was able to sign some things. And but anyway, just an amazing, amazing stuff. And anytime we go to those stores, we always want to pop our head through and see what's new and hopping. Lindsay says, I wish I could afford some of the artwork. Yeah. You know what I love? I love it when they do like those retro 1920s, late 20s, 1930s, you know, Disney Steamboat Willie stuff. All that really cool old stuff.
Sometime we'll have to show a couple of the pieces of things we got there.
Yeah. And I think what's really cool too is they have bins where the actual Disney artists there on property or in the resort actually will do the licensed drawings that you can, pencil drawings that you can pick up. And you've done tons. I mean, we've got tons of stuff here. You had a commission done for me while we were at the park of Donald Duck in Boba Fett's armor.
Yes.
Which to me, you know, Kristen knows me. She knows me.
Yes, because that wasn't one of the options. And I had asked the lady, I was like, do you offer this? She was like, well, I can do it. And I was like, you can.
Yeah, because that's like, not okay. Something. Yeah, that's not something they normally do. But I think she ended up finding a reference piece. And then she referenced that piece and then drew it. And the Disney artists that do those things only have a book And we understand that this is what a Disney artist told us. They have a reference book and they can only recreate pictures and the drawings specific to that character from that book. They can't really deviate from that because of the branding. This is how they want their characters to look all the time, so that every one of their pieces is super consistent. So, you know, that's interesting tidbit. The more you know, the more you know. Speaking of the more you know.
Number 9.
Memento Mori.
Why do you like this place so much? Tell them where it's at.
It is the gift shop for the Haunted Mansion. So it's located right outside the attraction. And it has everything Haunted Mansion, from clothes to pens to pictures. I mean, you can even get yourself made up in one of the ghost faces, like with the little skeleton kind of.
You mean you can get your picture taken?
Well, they take your picture and then they turn you into one of them.
You can be one of the happy haunts from the Haunted
Mansion. It's so cool. And then they've got all kinds of artwork and stuff there too. So
Memento Mori is a really cool shop. Liberty Square in Magic Kingdom, right there. As Kristen said, right there. By the Haunted Mansion. You can follow the voices in the breeze to the former abode of Madame Leota. Did you know that? Inside, you may find your fortune or possibly the perfect Haunted Mansion memento. Those so lucky could even hear her humming a tune or see her visage appear from time to time. And yes, you do see her in that cool mirror, which I dig. I love the fact that this store has a little bit of a show element in it, and you wouldn't see it unless you go inside the shop and hang out for a little bit and take a look around. And I love it when those things happen, when you go into a store and it just comes alive. Just, you know, it's one of those little show elements that you wouldn't expect out of a gift shop. There's not a whole lot of gift shops that have that.
Yeah.
So it's very special because it is, once again. And did you know that it was Madame Leota's house?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. Yep, there you go. The former abode of Madame Leota. So how cool is that? So you learned some Memento Mori. Check it. And let's see here. We are at
number 8.
Doc Ondar. He's a peculiar one, Mr. Doc Ondar. He's got his Den of Antiquities that you can shop in at Star Wars Galaxy Edge at Disney's Hollywood Studios. And it looks the same over there at Disney's California Disneyland Adventure.
No, it's not.
At Disneyland. Disneyland. Sorry. So the galaxy's rarest treasures are hidden inside this den. You'll encounter a rotating collection of unique items that include everything from jewelry to ancient tools, rare kyber crystals to power your lightsaber from scrap metal, to statues. There's even a collection of famous lightsabers. The eclectic assortment of goods come from many different planets and areas. You'll want to explore every nook and cranny of the shop, and who knows what priceless riches you'll uncover. How Doc Ondar acquired all these treasures, no one knows. Some secrets are better kept that way. Other secrets are better off kept for sale on the shelves of Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities. Pretty neat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you can get all these great artifacts. What are some of your favorite things you can get over there at Doc Ondar's?
Is it the little prism box thing?
Oh, the holocron.
Yeah, that thing.
So you can get a Jedi holocron. The Jedi holocron is the square. It's a little cube. It looks kind of like the Tesseract, but you have the little cube there, and you put the little kyber crystal that Jedis and Sith power their lightsabers, that the crystal, you put it inside, and depending on the crystal, it will impart different pieces of wisdom from Jedi throughout the ages. So
let's say
Sith.
Yes.
Right? The Sith one is a triangle. It's a pyramid. So you twist off the top, you put the kyber crystal in, and then it comes to life, and then bam, you could either get some words of wisdom from Yoda, or you could get words of wisdom from the Emperor or whatever. Darth Vader.
I wonder Anakin if Darth Skywalker. Maul is one of the...
There is Darth Maul. Is Darth Maul. But you have to get a special, all the kyber crystals have different different shapes and different sounds and stuff programmed into them. So there you have it. I think one of my favorite things to get over there at Doc's is actually the different lightsaber legacy hilts. So you can get the latest one that they have. I think they have a Cal Kestis one. No. They just came out with a Luke and Leia from The Last Jedi or The Last Skywalker movie thing. They had like the his and her set together with the little wrap that you that that Rey buried those lightsabers. So they have Leia's. They have Leia's lightsaber now, which looks great. Hmm. And they also have the reforged Luke Skywalker one that was split in half in The Last Jedi. So gotcha. You get that. And then, but you can look through all the different ones. They have your favorite, the Ahsoka lightsabers there. And they have a bunch of really cool stuff there for sure. And I think they even have some outfits. You could probably get a couple outfits. I think they have some Princess Leia garb in there as well. And then this one also has some awesome show elements. Not only does Doc Ondar come to life, he's a hammerhead looking character that sits behind, and he's got his little abacus behind him. He's always counting how much treasure and stuff he's willing to trade for credits, galactic credits. But there's a couple different creatures that are alive in there, some in these tanks, and they're ready to come to life. They're just waiting for you to look at them. Show elements, folks. Show elements. They're fun. Absolutely fun. How about this next one?
Number 7.
Bonjour, Village Gifts. I just had to read it that way.
Located at Fantasyland at Magic Kingdom, Kristen.
It's right by Gaston's Tavern. Yes. This is one of my favorites because it is themed not just on the outside and the way it is on the inside, but like even what you buy there is Beauty and the Beast merch. Instead of it being like you're going into a store and them having like just whatever, which they've, you know, Disney has done that in the past where they started with something being themed and then changed it, but they have kept this all Beauty and the Beast. And it makes me very happy.
Yeah. Once again, it's all about the show elements, right? So I love it. You can say hello to Disney themed arts and collectibles there. Plus, remember A Tale as Old as Time with magical Beauty and the Beast merch. This is the place. This is the place for you. And you'll be able to.
And they do have some really cool art pieces there. We were with Jason when he bought that one of Belle on the horse looking at the castle.
Has he hung that up yet?
I don't know. He better have hung that up.
It's been like 5 years.
If not longer. If that piece is not hung, I have plenty of walls that they could go on.
We could frame it. And we could put a little light over it.
It just is like
a
framed.
Little, oh, it's framed already? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it came framed. Nice. I believe it came framed.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, Mike. Mike is saying, hope you all had a great Sunday evening. Have a wonderful week. Thank you, buddy. I hope you had a wonderful day. Thanks for tuning in, bud. you'll also find. Okay, so. What is awesome is the fact that it doesn't just have Beauty and the Beast, just the main character's Beauty and the Beast, but it also has Lumiere, it has Cogsworth, and the fact that you can get those replicas. Mrs. Potts, Chip, and you can get the replica. This is my dream for you, Kristen. This is my dream for you. I wish that we can go back and I can pick up all of those pieces and then we can have the whole Beauty and the Beast on our mantle. And that way you have them there. Now that we have a mantle, we've got the big old TV on top of it. But I really want to do
is whenever we change out our dining room table and the cabinets in our dining room, I want to make that all very like Beauty and the Beast inspired.
Yeah, you could get the wooden table with the benches.
Because our plates are the right shade of blue.
This is true. We just need the gray stuff. Just need the gray stuff.
You can make the gray stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness me. What is this? Are we at...
Number 6.
This is another one that is a favorite of mine, and it's very hard to go in there and not buy at least one thing, and that is Disney style in Disney Springs.
It's at the west side.
It's like Disney bounding.
You know what? And I dig this because it even has stuff for dudes.
Yes, they do.
It has awesome dude shirts. This is where you got me the grape soda pin t-shirt, raglan. That I love wearing. I love that shirt. It's awesome. Yeah, some douche actually came up to me and said, grape soda. I'm like, I don't care. This is awesome. You're not a fan of Up. I get it. I don't really care about you, dude. All I'm saying is that's an awesome shirt. Like Up is my jam, yo. I'm a big fan. And you can get dude stuff. And then they have women's stuff too. You've got the ear hats, purses. I mean, literally the whole ensemble. I think you need to tell them the story of what happened when you went and you ended up getting a princess costume. Disney bound costume.
Yes, because I did get the Snow White shirt, and then I got the Snow White headband to go with it.
And you didn't get the poison apple tote bag, clutch, or whatever.
No, it was. I didn't get the bag.
But
I have a poison apple cup. I mean, what do I don't need the purse. The cup is better.
Yeah, I think you would look really cute in another one of those Disney Bounding Princess t-shirts that they have, because you could get the Disney Bounding Princess tee, the headband, and you'll be rocking and rolling. You know, they have so many of those. And they have a really unique collection of t-shirts as well. They even have t-shirts, sweatshirts, unique apparel from handbags, shirts, socks, seasonal items, and accessories. So you can mix and match all there on the West Side. West Side Disney style store. I can't believe it. We're cracking the top five. Can you believe it?
Number five.
Okay, so people may be surprised. People may be surprised as to what this is. What is it, Kristen?
It is Emporium over at Magic Kingdom, which has, you can get clothes. They've got the plush toys and pen, candy, all kinds of stuff. Cell phone cases like this one.
Yep. Get the latest gift and souvenir shop. It's the largest gift and souvenir shop at Magic Kingdom. The Emporium offers apparel, plush toys, pins, cane, more. And there is so much more. There are toys, and as Kristen said, plushes, throw rugs. I mean, there's everything there in the Emporium. There's a reason why people love shopping there. There's a reason why we like to go. And definitely something for everyone there at the Emporium. It's a classic store. It was the World of Disney before the World of Disney.
Yes.
And now we're at
number six.
Nope, wrong button. There you go, Lee.
Number four.
I knew this. Black Spire Outfitters over at Disney's Hollywood Studios at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Outfit yourself for a galactic adventure at this local tailor's clothing shop. You can stock up on garments and gear. Scouting through your mission through the Outer Rim, you need a new robe to greet the ambassador of your home planet, or you just want to pick up some casual garb to blend in with the locals. At this shop, you can browse through an eclectic selection of stylish functional clothing suitable for a variety of occasions and worlds. And when they say suitable for occasions and worlds, what they really mean is you can dress up like a Jedi.
Yes. Some of the stuff there is really cool though. Like, I want to buy it and wear it at home.
Yes. Like, oh, really? What? Ray's outfit? That looks super comfy.
But there was a couple things I tried on when we were there last time. And I don't remember, it wasn't like specific to somebody.
I wonder if these are the types of outfits you're going to be able to get for your excursion or whatever for that, the new Galactic Star Cruiser.
You do know that once you check in there, you are not allowed to leave. Like once your reservation starts, you check in.
Yeah, you can't leave. Until you have shore leave, right, at Batuu. Right? Because that's part of it.
Yeah. But other than that, like there is no going, oh, tonight I want to go to Disney Springs. No. You can't leave.
It's Hotel California. You can check in, but you can never leave, right? Over there at the Galactic Outpost. All right. Galactic Star Cruiser. Well, I do like this. I'm hoping at some point at Black Spire Outfitters, you could actually get some Batuu-like gear. Because right now you can dress up as, or you can get outfits from the First Order shop, or you can get Rebel jumpsuits from the Rebel outpost there. But Black Spire Outfitters, you get, you know, basically the Jedi style garb, but the local Batuans and what they wear, that's cool looking stuff. Like, why couldn't I get that cool vest and, you know, that cool hat, you know? No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a Jedi, but wouldn't it be cool to get some Mandalorian style merch and some really cool stuff? Like I want to get some Mando stuff.
Maybe one day.
One day. Or what other character would you dress up as, Kristen?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I just think some of the stuff there looks really cool and doesn't necessarily look like, I mean, if you wore it out, people wouldn't go, oh, that's Star Wars.
Well,
you know?
You can't get this.
They've got things that they can be worn like, as an outfit at home, not just for like cosplaying.
Well, the great thing about a lot of the shops, other than the Emporium, which has a lot of stuff, a lot of these things are themed for the land that they're in, and you can't get them anywhere else. Like you can't get stuff from Bonjour Village and Gifts. You can't get that everywhere. Yeah. You can only get it there. Same with Memento Mori over there at the Haunted Mansion. And Black Spire Outpost is the same thing. You can't get these Jedi outfits and
just
the shoes and the boots and the belts. You can't get them anywhere else but here. So really neat. But another unique place is we crack the top three.
Number three
is one of our all-time favorites. This is the Marketplace Co-op. And we talk about awesome stuff that you can only get at the co-op. You can discover a shopper's paradise filled with a variety of unique brands, must-have items, and special events all in the same place. What I love about this is they have these mini stores within a store.
Yes.
So you can check out, you know, the D-Tech on demand. You know, there's the D-Tech on demand stuff. You can always get your phone cases and customizable phone cases. But what I love is the 28 main collection section with all the guy stuff, which is, you know, that nice kind of, I don't know, it just has a very unique soft goods look. You know, it's burned out, pretty neat, retro inspired stuff.
Well, my favorite is the dress shop where I can go and get the really fancy, nice, well-made dresses.
Exactly. Yeah. And you've bought several dresses there. I think you have several. What you and Tay went to a marketplace style dress shop at some point when you were at Disneyland. I know that.
Yes, probably, we went to the dress shop's location in Disneyland. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got the Disneyland dress.
Yeah. You got the Disneyland dress, and you also have a orange bird dress you had gotten from Marketplace, which is amazing. And then you also have the Haunted Mansion dress, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, that's some good stuff. They even have Disney centerpiece, which is really nice. And the Disney centerpiece stuff is all about getting that stuff for your home. And
they also have that Wonder, what's it called? Wonder, not Wonderland.
Oh, the Wonder Gallery. Wonderground Gallery.
Thank you. That's
yeah, Wonderground Gallery has got all the really nice, just kind of like Art of Disney, but the Wonderground Gallery has got very much kind of the limited edition prints, interesting kind of takes on classic Disney characters. You know, a lot of them have that kind of, you know, the really round, you know, face and very stylized look to it. So, yes, it's definitely a different style of place. But I do like the Disney centerpiece at Co-op because they have all the really cool signs and stuff. I wanted to get that Tiki Room sign for the studio and the metal Disneyland, you know, style sign and the Aloha Isle on metal frame sign. It's just really cool. I love it. But the co-op, a must do in terms of shops. And we have two more left. Who's slugging out for number one? Can you take a guess? Can
number
you take a
guess? Two.
And number two would be World of Disney in Disney Springs.
Discover the
which
world.
You can also go to at Downtown Disney District.
This is true. This is true. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, they actually redesigned it. So it's got more of an open format, which looks really, really nice. I was kind of skeptical at first, but when you walk in and you see all the brick walls and you see that open format, looks very warm, very inviting, very modern. It doesn't look like the 90s threw up all over itself. So you can discover the world's largest collection of Disney merch at the ultimate shopping destination for Disney fans of all ages there, Disney Springs. And they have here, it is an attraction in and of itself. There's all kinds of movie posters, enchanted art, animation, ink jars that spring to life with a little bit of pixie dust. So whether you are into ear hats or super cool shirts, toys, stuff for the kitchen, books, which are always good to have, table books.
They have those sections of large sections of like mix and match two for, you know, a certain price t-shirts, which is always cool.
They even have jewelry there. So if you're into those charm bracelets, whether it's, they do have some Pandora, but I know they have that, what is it, Alex and Annie collection?
I have an Alex and Annie. It's Disney.
Go. And you also have you've got a few Dooney and Burke bags as well. I know they sell a lot of exclusive Dooney and Burke stuff at the World of Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, gang. I mean, some people say the World of Disney store is their number one destination for merch, but I can tell you it's not ours.
Number one.
A perennial favorite for all ages. Kristen, the drum roll is
Mouse Gear.
Woohoo, Mouse Gear.
We have many times gone like live stream and Mouse Gear shopping. So it's probably more than any other shop anywhere.
It's our favorite shop. I mean, they have a lot of the different merch that they have at World of Disney, but for whatever reason, maybe it's because it's at Epcot. I don't know. I just don't know why, but we love this shop. Why do we love it so much over the Emporium or over World of Disney? I think
one thing is that we love Epcot as a park.
Yeah, we do.
And so here you have Epcot specific merchandise, and that kind of makes it a favorite because we love all of the Figment stuff that they usually have. And then you've got like Food and Wine where it's Mickey Mouse and Figment and Remy. So I think that's what puts Mouse Gear just above everything else.
Word. Yeah, Zoom and Zip into the future world for gifts with real character, including souvenirs, apparel, plush toys, candy, and pins. They always say, but even more than that, they have houseware, custom magic bands. They've got Vinylmation, got ear hats, pins, jewelry. Yeah.
They gifts. Also carry the pass holder exclusive merchandise. Yeah. That's the store where you can get that stuff too.
We always have a blast there. There's always so many things to check out and see, much like the rest of these shops. But, the smallest shop being Memento Mori, the largest one, being World of Disney. But Mouse Gear comes in at number one for us for whatever reason. It's just what we love. And we hope you enjoyed our list. I can't believe
number
it.
Number seven.
Oh, my goodness. I'm hitting all kinds of weird... This is what happens when you have too many buttons on the control pad. But thank you so much for joining us for yet another edition of Disney List. Once again, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. And you can also check us out at sourceradio@srsounds.com. Any shout outs, Kristen?
Yes, make sure to check out our friends WDW Park Hoppers, Park Hopper Sid and Park Hopper John, talking about Walt Disney World, as well as our friends Tony and John on Disney Parks Podcast.
Should we do a live stream when... Park Hopper Sid and Park Hopper John come into our place at some point?
Ooh, yes.
That would be sweet.
We could do a super cool Dining at Disney episode.
We could.
Food, drinks, on camera, what could be better?
Yeah, and I've got mic stands for everybody, and I can actually put my other two channels of this mixer to some use. Kind of cool. Hey, by the way, I forgot to mention this real quick, Kristen.
Mention it, quick.
Well, I was going to say we actually had some comments from the Disney list on Discord on Sourcer Radio. Zeeb says, I love the Marketplace Co-op at Disney Springs. It has a wide variety of merchandise. And then OC to WDW says, definitely Mouse Gear. Always a great variety of merch. I can only hope the Creation Shop comes close. Yeah, we're hoping so. I forgot to mention that Mouse Gear is going to be reimagined into the new Creation Shop soon. So it's going to be moving to a temporary location here coming this winter. So enjoy Mouse Gear while it lasts, gang. If you're listening to us in the future, I'm sorry, Mouse Gear is no longer a thing. Anyway, hey gang, go ahead, Kristen. You were giving shout outs, and I even need to let people know that Dining at Disney's podcast is doing awesome, and they need to check your show out.
Yes, they can check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, and now on Amazon.
Yeah. Yay. Just like the Disney list. You can also check out our sister show. We have got an awesome, awesome guest for Skull Rock Podcast. This past week, we had interview time with Jerry Reese. Jerry Reese worked on everything from Tron to Fox and the Hound, and he did basically every pre-show video that you know and love, from Dinosaur to Rock and Roller Coaster to Mission Breakout with Guardians of the Galaxy. And he gave Robin Williams and Walter Cronkite their very first special, and that led to having Robin Williams take on the role of the Genie.
Wow.
And he worked with Robin and Walter Cronkite for that, and just an amazing guy. So please check out this week's episode of Skull Rock Podcast with Dave Bossert and myself as we interview Jerry Reese this week. Just an amazing, long, long show, but super fun and exciting. You can follow me, Al John Go, on Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. And once again, we will love you If you love the show, please subscribe wherever you find this show on podcast or online here on Facebook as we go live every single week. Once again, a shout out to srsounds.com where you can find all the great Sorcerer Radio DJs there. Doing all these great shows for you every single week. Anything else you want to add, Kristen?
No, I think that's everything.
All right. Well, my name's Al John.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon.
This podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings and is intended for entertainment purposes.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you, everybody. And we do appreciate our friends at Replay Heroes for providing all this great music. Link in the description below. Have a great week.
Bye.
See ya. I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.